My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Just the other day, I went to an all-day workshop sponsored by one of the lumberyards I use. The list of topics to be covered was huge, everything from flashing details to rafter layout. I was really curious how so much information could possibly be covered in the course of a day. It became quickly apparent that the day was a sales pitch for one product. All the required materials were manufactured by this one company as well. It reminded me again how difficult it is to get reliable information. To my mind, all the information offered at the workshop I went to was suspect, since the manufacturer's primary focus is selling their product. Not a fair, unbiased presentation by any means. At the end of the day, one of the questions asked was, how many of you had any formal training in the trades? Out of the roughly 200 builders present, maybe 5 folks raised their hands. The next question was, how many of you will change your practices as a result of today's information? More than half the room raised their hands for that one. To my mind, that could be problematic, but it's also the truth. Most of the information builders receive comes from a source trying to sell a product. Manufacturers and sales reps often tout their product as the way to build, and often point to materials and practices used 20 years ago, highlighting how that product failed and how this one is great. But 20 years ago, those manufacturers made the same claims. What do I suggest? Try to understand how a house works as a system. Pay attention to what doesn't work and try to understand why. For the next few weeks, I'll try and strip things down to basics to help with the goal of getting a grip on how things come together as a whole. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.